Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's launch conference here in beautiful Durham, North Carolina. And we are here on the campus of Duke University at the J.B. Duke Hotel. This is really a nice place.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, and just being that close to Duke, which is practically right across the street. So
yes.
Pretty neat. And the area is absolutely gorgeous as well.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. It's fantastic here. So speaking of fantastic, let's talk about the fantastic conference you guys are doing. But I have to introduce you first, Lauren Moran. From Constellation.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I almost
good
forgot.
To be with you.
Where are my manners?
Oh, stop it. We've done it before.
We have. Well, good to have you in the studio lounge.
And thank you.
How's the conference going? We're kind of in the home stretch here.
We are. Last day. It's been very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with our turnout.
Mm-hmm.
I think the FinTech presence has been awesome.
Yeah.
And we were able to do a demo kind of section for them.
I heard nothing but rave reviews about
good.
That yesterday.
Good. That's
that
awesome.
Got some good feedback.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a venue for a lot of good, more intimate conversations
mm-hmm.
with vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really fun to see.
Excellent, I thought, yeah. And some great folks here, too. You guys are working with some great great partners, obviously. So
yeah, awesome people.
Any takeaways from the conference so far, or any highlights maybe from yesterday, besides, you know, we'll talk about your session here in a little bit, but any other highlights?
Yeah, I think Ron Shevlin's keynote was great.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I'd never seen him speak before, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, my favorite would probably be the FinTech demo portion of it. So it was really, that was a good
It was kind of the rapid fire kind of you're up and then you're down, kind of almost like a Finovate type of thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So,
yeah.
But there's no 7-minute hook. Or gong or whatever they do. So, but you guys were nice and you were kind to them, so they got to stay up there for a little while. So, yeah. So, let's talk about the session that you facilitated. What was it about,
sure.
and what was talked about there?
Sure. So, my session was lessons learned for Go Live implementations,
mm-hmm.
and so I had a panel of three of our credit unions, so representative for each of them,
mm-hmm.
and I chose the three intentionally because they had different installations of Constellation in their credit union.
Okay.
So they didn't all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to show, compare and contrast, you know, how they decided
right.
to go live with Constellation
mm-hmm.
and what went into that business decision, what made them successful in terms of the core resources that they had on their team,
mm-hmm.
And then things, of course, they would have done differently if they did it over again.
Right.
So.
Can you share a couple of details of how, or maybe one example of how they worked with Constellation?
Sure. So our partners at CFCU
mm-hmm.
are releasing a companion app. So it's a secondary app in the App Store. So that's kind of a fundamental decision a credit union has to make, is do they want another mobile app
mm-hmm.
Alongside their primary banking app? And they are releasing a very strong service with the Ciphertext solution,
mm-hmm.
which is all around card management.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to start with a solution. And they did that because they want people really getting engaged in the container, you know, enrolling username and password setup to de-risk a future conversion to us. And so getting people their credentials in a less stressful, time-sensitive way.
Yeah.
So that was one demonstration, and then we had Willis from Connecta.
Oh yeah.
And they are using our solution, but they are SSOing into it. So there is no credential creation.
Mm-hmm.
And they started with a handful of services, but they, you know, not a particular theme. So they have 3 to 4 independent services running.
Okay.
And so that was a different approach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be able to quickly put out new services one by one and see adoption
mm-hmm.
and get used to the platform
mm-hmm.
and work out any kinks with some lower risk services.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was they're great. I mean, I love our clients.
It's kind of cool that you showed that variety.
That's
you know?
Right. So anybody out there that hasn't engaged with us yet realizes
mm-hmm.
there's not a one size fits all,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they
Precisely.
Have options for launching, and you know. Everyone has a different flavor, and that's a different implementation cycle.
Right on. And yeah, again, it shows the flexibility, the variety, and yeah, like you said, one size does not fit all for sure here. So, and of course, every credit union is different, so you got to address it from that standpoint as well.
Yes.
So what's next for Constellation? What's on the roadmap for you guys? Because just the story alone is really, really cool
about
how you guys started and got rolling and where you are today.
Yeah.
So what's happening the rest of the year? And let's talk about maybe tomorrow a little bit, you know, the future here.
Yeah, so I'll speak to it from an implementation standpoint, because projects, it's my kind of area of expertise. So we had an amazing month this month. So we brought 35,000 users for teachers live.
Wow, well done.
First week of the month, and then Connecta went live with their service. Yeah. Got a couple thousand users there. Mm-hmm. So awesome momentum, super exciting to see. We have a lot of projects that we're actively working on. So we have signed contracts for 3 more banking clients. Mm-hmm. So all those projects are in flight now.
Okay.
And will come to conclusion first and second quarter of next year. And then we have a couple Connect to Container projects we're actively working on. So it's busy and it's awesome
good.
The momentum is great.
That's good. So. Yeah, it's good to come out on the tail end of what we just experienced the last couple of years to just really hit the ground running and just taken off. Like you said, hey, you've got some stuff in flight, as they say.
So yes. So
it's good news for you guys and good news for credit unions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Good stuff. Anything else to add to wrap up?
I don't think so. It's great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Thank you so much again for your time. And
absolutely.
I know you're busy. You're going back and forth. And so I appreciate the few minutes that you gave us. So, and again, I'm just so impressed with the story that you guys have done here. I'm all about stories. So I love the Constellation story.
Well,
so,
thanks for always being along for the ride.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Happy to tag along. Whenever you guys need me.
All right.
All right.
Good.
There she is, Lauren Moran, doing some great things at Constellation for credit unions.
Aw, thank you.
You're up.